Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's November 29, 2021. We're doing New Earth Support Team, and once again, delighted to have Spirit Song here with us.
I'm delighted to be here.
Thanks, darling.
And
So Spirit Song's feeling better and better post-surgery, and her vitality's coming up and ready to start hopefully coming on a little more often.
Yes.
Thank you, baby.
Mm-hmm.
We always assume there's at least one new person, so we like to describe what we do here. New Earth Support Team is a call designed to assist in the unfolding Aquarian Age, fifth density or whatever you want to call it, 5D. And we as a group try to help out with that. And the way we do that is we call the directions, we call a whole bunch of great divine allies, and then we do embodied awakening invocation, so everyone gets into their deepest awakened state that they can. Then we just let the divine allies take it from there. And what usually happens is each person receives their own unique healing and awakening and interspiritual experience. And each of us acts as a surrogate for the collective. So whatever any one of us is experiencing is like amplified, like loaves and fishes. And it helps a lot of other people have a similar benefit. So it's unusual compared to the processes that most people do. We don't do any visualizing. We don't do anything with individual effort. We relax. We open. We become the receptive vehicles of what the divine does through us. That's kind of how it works. Anything you want to throw in there?
No.
All right. I'll throw something in. Those of you on the audio, sorry, that was a visual thing. All right. So let's get it rolling. So we'll start by calling the directions and calling in the allies. So we always make the same request when we start. When you're doing this, whether you're live or on the recording, you can have the same powerful experience. But we do ask that you do only this. Please, no multitasking. And we ask that because you'll have a better experience and because you affect everybody else forward and backward in time who does this. You're co-creating the event. There are no spectators here, only co-creators. So whatever consciousness and focus you're holding will beam out to everybody else. So please do only this. Pretend you're right here in the room with us, and that will give everybody the best experience. If you can't give it your soul focus now, if you're a member, go ahead and exit and then come back to the recording of the event when you've got about an hour to spare, because these rarely go over an hour for the actual ceremony part. If you must leave the event prior to completing it, when we close the container, it's okay. Just ask the allies to ease you out and you'll be gently removed from the field without disrupting anything. So that's pretty much it. So again, assuming you can give us your full attention, I invite you to close your eyes and we'll call some directions and some allies and roll this thing in. You ready?
Yes, I am.
All right. So would you like to set the tone for the directions? That's too low for me. I wake up a little bit. That's good.
That's
okay. Pachamama Mama Kia Wiracocha Inti Kuichi. Doing nice already. So as we call in allies, I recommend that you all get really passive and just, if you feel energy moving in your body, just notice that as your focus. Passively. If you don't feel that, then just feel your breath come and go passively. No breath control. Either way, just please relax and let the divine do for your human part things that your human part could not possibly do for itself. I call in my own embodied awakening, my own Christ consciousness, my own service to other fourth density or higher awareness. I'd call Spirit Song's higher self, but she's right here in the flesh, so no need to do that. We call Ama the hugging saint. We call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Ama Bhagavan. Just a little note, all the beings we call are of love and light, high vibration, and benevolent intent. And they come from many different religions and traditions. We call Brother Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. And I'm going to close a door real quick and continue. All right. We call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. Archangels, please come together to create a beautiful field of energy and protection. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Kali. Twice. Mm-hmm. Guess we need a lot of Kali tonight.
I guess so.
We call Sai Ma. Ooh, feeling good. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call Apu Asangate. Apu, guardian angel. Apu, dragon mountain gateway. Apu, Mount Pisgah. Apu, shining rock. Apu, Mount Mitchell. Apu, Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Deer, Hedgehog. Would you like to call some of your allies, my love? Mm-hmm.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I call to the lineage of the Pachacuti Mesa, to Don Mariano, Dona Maria, Don Alejandra, to the grandmothers and grandfathers of all the ancient traditions, to the wisdom keepers of all ages and all faiths and all dimensions beyond this earth dimension, to the parts of us who have existed in other realms, in highest forms of service. We call to the bear families who are so prevalent right now all around us, to the deer. We are grateful for your beautiful medicine, to the dolphins and whales and the animal kingdom within the waters as well as on the land. We are grateful for your good medicine. And to the winged ones, I see some beautiful hawks The hummingbirds were so present when you were calling them in, Benjamin. They were just everywhere. Mm-hmm. We thank you all for being here, for setting this beautiful sacred container with us for highest good. We know that light and only light enters here, love and only love. And we are grateful. Blessed be.
Thank you. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am.
I am that I am.
We are that we are.
We are that we are.
I am that I am.
I am that I am.
As Spirit Song said, let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is.
So it is.
And we got ourselves a lovely container.
Blessed be.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got a really wonderful container, folks. So now we'll move to our embodied awakening invocation. And this is where we ask our higher self to come be with us in our human body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Never too much, but plenty to get us into a really lovely state. So we'll guide you step by step and invite you to know that you're safe and you won't get more than you're ready for. You can think of your body like a car and your ego slides to the passenger seat so your divine can drive. If your ego ever wants to drive again, you just slide right over. Divine steps out with no fuss. The benefits of this include lots of harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you can do more responsibly and more joyfully. It's a lot more intuition, a lot less need for thinking, and a lot more bliss. So if that sounds good, we're going to lead you in the eight words we're about to say to the higher self. You'll do that out loud if you can, silently if you must. So again, we'll feed you the words and just speak them out loud if you can. Or even if you just think, remember you're communicating this to your higher self. Starting now. Maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Let the words go, relax, and be really, really passive. Your ego's job is now to be really yin and let the divine come to you. Some of you are already noticing energy coming into your body. And here's the things you can do or really not do that will give you the best experience of this invocation. You'll probably find the best outcome if you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend you don't use any visualizing or imagining. Just be really passive. If you can feel energy moving within you, just feel that passively. Be its witness. If you don't feel that, then just feel your breath come and go however it wants to. Either way, you're really passive, very receptive. You may get distracted at times. Once you notice that, please do not fight or try to change the distraction. Please let it be as it is with no resistance. We're going to think of the distraction as not being you. We're going to think of it as being an uninvited guest. And when you notice the distraction, I invite you to relax back into passive noticing of energy or breath. and do this as often as you have to. If that distraction is still there in the background, that's okay. Let it do its thing. You just keep returning to passive awareness of energy or breath. The final nuance is to notice how little effort is needed even to feel energy or breath. So right now, let's discover how little effort that is by dropping to no effort at all. I invite you to relax completely and go to zero effort just for a moment. Let go completely and let whatever happens, happen. And a whole bunch of you just dropped into embodied awakening. Well done. We're able to feel what the group is doing, even if you're on the recording. That happens a lot. When you go to no effort at all, you just relax fully into the divine. It comes right in and bang, there it is. Wonderful. You can tell you're in embodied awakening when all the following is true at the same time. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. The state totally holds itself. If you're not there yet, then if you went to zero effort and can still feel energy or breath, maintain zero effort in that case. But if going to zero caused you to lose that awareness, then you need to start adding small bits of effort back and keep adding effort until you just have barely enough effort to feel energy or breath again. The idea being to use the minimum effort needed to feel that. Any effort beyond that will actually slow the whole thing down. So use the minimum effort that gives you that awareness, even if that means zero effort. Just play a little more, a little less, till you find that sweet spot, just barely enough effort to feel it. Yeah, that feels feeling really good, guys. You're doing wonderful work. And of course, all these instructions are just as valid whether you're live or on the recording. So I'm sensing a little bit of effort in the field beyond what's needed. So I invite each of you to really notice, am I really using the least effort possible to feel energy or breath? If you're not 100% sure of that, use less and keep dropping effort until you actually lose the awareness and then add a little bit back. Experiment, try that, and really do your best to use the least effort needed to feel that, even if the least effort, again, is zero. Yeah, the field's feeling a lot better. That's really good, guys. Yeah, nice field, guys. And as you can tell, we're co-creating this. And Spirit Song and I are doing a little bit, but most of the field is generated by all of you. That's why we asked for the no distraction protocol. It allows us to create this really sweet field that really lets us serve the divine really well. So again, many of you, based on what I'm feeling, are in embodied awakening. Again, the criteria to let you know you're there. There's no mental chatter. There's no challenging emotion. It's peaceful, and it totally holds itself with no effort. If that's you right now, then relax and just be. It is not required to attain that state to do the rest of the call. It's ideal, but certainly not necessary. Just do the best you can. Like anything else, the more you practice this technique, the better you get at it. And however sweet that embodied awakening might be, it can always get better over time. Your motto will become, it always gets better than this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, lovely field. Well done, everybody. And now the divine is ready for us. And so, beloved divine allies, we are so honored and grateful and humble to be here serving this beautiful global awakening that's happening on Earth. Please make use of us in a way that serves the highest good of all to accelerate that awakening. And to you humans, that means your highest good is served. Some of us are going to have heavy energy put through us to process it on behalf of the collective. No one is going to get more than they can do. And if you do feel challenging energy coming through your body, do nothing. Relax completely. The allies will take care of it for you. And if you get all full of bliss and ecstasy, relax and let the allies manage that as well. The great lesson here is the same lesson I've learned over years of doing ayahuasca and San Pedro and mushroom ceremonies. It's you let go and you let the divine do it for you. Those allies, as you heard, have been called and they are here in their etheric forms. And they're ready to do it for you, along with all these other beautiful divine beings. So even if you've been in the habit of doing it through ego and effort and visualizing or whatever you've been doing, for this event, I invite you to just relax and receive the experience passively. And the energy is moving. So once we're in this flow now, we'll be talking less than before, because now everyone's going to get a unique experience. The divine is working with each of you uniquely. They're aware of your capabilities and your limitations and how you can be best serving in this context. So we're going to leave lots of space for that. If we notice a significant shift in the overall field, we'll probably talk about that as guided. But there now will probably be some silent periods, and know that we're still with you holding space. So just relax and again, let everything happen passively. Know that whatever the divine brings in, it will process through. You may well feel strong and unusual sensations in and around your body. Please relax and just let them be there. Again, we work only with beings of love and light, high vibration and benevolent intent. Everything that happens in this sacred protected field is going to serve your highest good and the highest good of those you serve. The divine would like some music. So they're asking me to get my guitar.
I was just feeling the same thing.
Yep. So stay with your process.
And an angel is right beside me.
So this is a ceremonial song called Illumina.
You have enough room?
I do. One and two. So again, please stay with your process, passive just like before. The music is here to support the process. It's ceremony music.
Grandioso sol, sol central. Grandioso sol, sol central. Illumina, 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 illumina. Grandioso os teletas, grandiosas estrellas, illumina, 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 illumina. Grandiosa medicina, grandiosa medicina, illumina, 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 illumina. Grandiosa ayahuasca. Grandiosa ayahuasca, illumina, 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 illumina. Grandiosa chakrunita, grandiosa chakrunita, illumina, 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 illumina. Grandioso fuego, fuego. Grandioso fuego, fuego. Illumina, 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 grandiosa agua pura. Oh, grandiosa agua pura, ilumina, 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 ilumina. Oh, grandiosa eri limpia. Oh, grandiosa eri limpia. Grandiosos niños, niños, ilumina, 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 ilumina. Grandiosas mariposas, oh, grandiosas mariposas, ilumina, 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 ilumina. Grandiosa familia, oh, grandiosa familia, ilumina, 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 ilumina.
Now let's relax back into the silence and continue with your relaxed, open process, whether that's bliss or processing heavy energy or whatever is happening, just open into it. found it best in this situation to release preference and let the experience be whatever it is. Some of us are blending together into a very sweet inner space indeed. You know if you're there. And if so, just relax and be the space. For those who are resting in that really sweet high vibration, you just being that is enabling it to be magnified and broadcast to the collective. Gandhi said, be the change you want to see in the world, and that is exactly what we're doing. I'm sensing some level of effort and resistance. Whatever your experience is, whether it's ecstatic or challenging, please relax into whatever it is. That feels much better. Thank you so much. If what we describe is not what you're experiencing, be with what you're experiencing. Please do not use effort to shift the experience in this call. Go with what you got.
I'm seeing and feeling we are being strongly assisted by serpentine energy below us and hummingbirds all around us in a concert of beautiful light and love that they are holding in this sacred space. Don't let that be a distraction if your experience is very different. If there is something that resonates for you in that, just receive it. Otherwise, just be with what you're experiencing yourself in this moment. They've been so strongly present that I wanted to acknowledge them.
Yeah. Thank you. That energy is just so sweet right now. Starting to feel a little more physical. So they're starting a very gentle transition to increasing awareness in our physical bodies as they're winding down our service for tonight or for whenever you're doing this. So again, there's nothing for you to do except relax and let the transition happen. They're going to take as much of that sweet divine consciousness you've been holding and they're going to integrate it into your body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Exactly as much as you're able to hold. So give you a chance to raise your baseline and have your daily life be a little bit more awakened, a little bit more conscious. So I invite you to notice how your physical body feels. It's still a physical body, and yet it might feel a lot more like energy than before. Your awareness has shifted, and when you wake up a little bit more like this, then physical matter is perceived more as energy, just vibrating a little more slowly than the more celestial forms. So both and, you get to keep the divine consciousness you were holding and integrate it into your daily reality. Anything you want to share right now?
Oh, I'm just enjoying the bliss.
That's really good.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah, they're wanting us to stay in the field just a little bit longer. They would like a little more time to more fully integrate these energies into our physical bodies. They're saying you can serve 24/7. The more awakened you are every moment of your regular daily life, the more that awakening will radiate and help uplift everybody else. They're saying you can't give what you do not possess. So if you really want to help bring in the new earth, the new higher vibration, you got to hold it yourself. And in this style of work, that's simply a matter of calling it in and surrendering to it and letting the divine bring it to you. I encourage you to use whatever tools and techniques work best for you. I'm a big fan of the passive, the divine does it for me approach.
Yeah, it's more letting it be than making it happen. Just what you are, not what you do.
Mm-hmm. That feels pretty solid.
Yeah.
Allies, anything further before we call the directions? They're ready. You ready?
Yes.
You want to set the tone?
Pachamama. Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Kui.
Wow. So just feel that for a moment. That is so beyond description. Wow. Let yourself be multidimensional. Allies, thank you for this beautiful service. They're saying this one goes in the best of list. Absolutely. As we close, allies, we thank you for the opportunity to be of service to help the global awakening. Allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this process, allies, please remain with that person for as long as it serves their highest good. Allies, Spirit Song and I request that you stay with us always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you so much. Would you like to close it up? Finish the closing?
I'm not sure what you mean, honey.
Well, you do the final wrap-up of the container, if you like, or I'll do it if you don't want to.
I'd rather you do it.
Okay.
Thank you. Right. I'm not sure exactly what you're going for. So.
Okay. Allies, where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? One, two, three. And the container is closed. So, wow. Thank you all for an amazing co-creation. That energy was so sweet and so deep. Thank you, Spirit Song, for helping co-create that. Thanks,
Good
Allies.
Joy.
Thank you, all you amazing humans. We're now going to open it up for feedback. If you have something else you need to do, you can depart at any point now if you wish. And you're welcome to hang out and be part of our after party, so to speak. And we'll hang out a few minutes and see what people have to say. So Cass and Jim, what's up?
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
I just wanted to share with you that the music did something that I have not experienced before.
Mm-hmm.
Ever when I've been helping to translate energy out. Right before you both spoke about music pieces, I suddenly had a recall of one of the most beautiful times I've ever experienced music.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to that, and it was very pretty, and then you both spoke up. As soon as the guitar began to, you strummed it, and it began to vibrate, the sensation went from pouring energy into what is appearing to be some kind of a protective cocoon around the whole planet. But what happened was me and anybody else I focused on, I was a wave, just a wave. That's it. I've never just been a wave.
How beautiful.
Oh my God. And it kept it up for the duration of your music. And then when the vibration of that stopped, I kind of morphed right back into where I usually am.
Mm.
Anyway, thank you.
So beautiful.
That was very, very nice. Thank you.
Wow, that's sweet. Well, the next time you do that, be sure to wave hello.
No, the waves just do it. You know, it's almost as though you can sense that the waves are creating the vibrational field of the weaving.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's going on.
Yeah.
It's just, it's hard to describe, but at any rate, there it is. So, thank you both very much.
You're welcome. Thanks. Yeah. I think there's a particle of truth in what you're saying.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. All right.
Always the punster.
Always. That's how I play.
Mm.
So anyone else can unmute if they wish. If you're on the phone, that's *6. Yeah. If you're on the web, just click that little microphone icon. And we're going to catch up with some things that have been typed. Laura typed, "Great to see Spirit Song. The energy with the two of you is amazing. I could listen to the both of you sing together all night." Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you. Yeah, we used to be a professional duo, actually. Mm-hmm. So we've had a lot of practice. Then Sue typed, "That was just so sweet, beautiful. I love that song." Me too. And Brandy typed, thank you, everyone. Such a beautiful evening and lots of lovely emoticons. And then Brian says, I concur. Beautiful energy. Thank you both. And much thanks to you all. Eternal blessings. And then Sue typed, boom, tish. Not quite sure what that's about, but it's cool.
I'd like to just share something. Mm-hmm. That is my gratitude for those of you who have been holding me in prayer as I went through my hip replacement. And my recovery has been really phenomenal. The speed with which my hip has integrated into my body and my energy has come back. The pain has been receding. And I know a lot of that has to do with how much I've been supported by love and prayers, and I am grateful.
Me too.
Yes.
Yeah, we know how powerful prayer support is, and that's why we were very open in asking for it. Mm-hmm. So we know y'all, all of y'all who held that space, it really helped. Thank you so yes. much. And it helped us find this house too that we're in now.
Yeah.
So, don't be shy about asking your buddies for prayer support. It makes a difference.
Yes.
And
we're here for each other. That's, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. The Aquarian Age is about co-creation, not mm-hmm. being a solo act.
I love that saying, we're all just walking each other home. And to me, what that means, where is home? It is that eternal light that is within us. Not someplace else we're going. It is the home within us of being at home with the light that we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And that's, we're helping each other remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I apologize. I accidentally disabled unmuting. Deanna pointed that out in the chat. It is now possible to unmute yourself if you want to speak. So feel free to unmute yourself now if you're on the live call, and we will be able to hear you, including you, Deanna.
I guess I can unmute and just reiterate what I typed there.
Sure.
As those that were on the last call we did, it wasn't as gentle for me. This mm-hmm. evening was very gentle and peaceful.
Okay.
And I still had some lower body leg jerking towards the end, and then my tailbone and very low spine self-adjusted as I was reaching for my computer to start typing. So right. something internally has readjusted itself, but it was very peaceful and very blissful this evening, and the music was just beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, that Illumina is a song I've heard in ayahuasca ceremonies, and I got hold of a songbook and some recordings, and so I'm learning some of those songs. They're really lovely. Joanne, hi.
Hi, I wanted to say hello, Spirit Song, and you both sound so good tonight. I had a very funny experience when you started singing the song together. Out of nowhere, almost. I don't know if there's a part. I have no idea what the song means, but I started seeing fire-breathing green dragons.
Mm.
I don't know what that means, but fire-breathing green dragons. And then after that, I mean, there was like a bunch of them. And then after that, I had a memory vision of Egypt, and I was in Egypt this year, but I was at the pyramid. And I don't know how that went from there to there. And then everything got really blissful. Mm-hmm. So it went from crazy green dragons breathing fire to the Egypt pyramid, Giza. Peaceful and blissful. And like the clouds were going by. It was just like that. So so it was strange. But I don't know what your song means. If that has any meaning. It was just my meaning, apparently. I have to share that with you.
It's a blessing song, isn't it?
Well, Illumina just means illuminated.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And,
okay.
And the song calls in all these different energies to help bring illumination.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's very common with medicine songs like that. They just call being after being after being to come in and help out. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they name beings that are being blessed.
Interesting. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, you both sounded really good tonight. It got really loud for me. I don't know if it was just me hearing it, but with the dragons going by quickly and the breathing, the fire, and they were green. They were like vibrant green. And then it just got louder and louder. It was like, I felt like I was on some kind of trip.
You were.
Yeah, I guess so. But nice. Thank you both. But it was so, when this very blissful energy was, I just felt like I was like, when you go into the pyramid, at the very top of the pyramid, and you go in the Giza pyramid, at the very top, is that the King's Chamber? I can't remember, but there was something that you can go actually sit in. And it was like for initiations, but it felt kind of like that. And the whole energy wave thing of it, and then the song, and it kind of reverberates. Is that the right word? I don't know. It kind of like bounced around, and the energies were flowing. And it felt like that kind of. But am I making any sense at all?
You are.
I don't know.
You are.
Yeah.
Yeah. The nature of these events is each person gets their own customized experience.
Yeah.
So probably no one else had quite the experience you had, Joanne, but it was being custom tailored for you by the divine allies. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you both so much. It was very powerful tonight. It was really powerful from the beginning, really.
Yeah. So, they want this in the best of. So they seem to the allies thought it was pretty good too, I think.
Well, thank you both. I'm still on this trip, I think, but
well, enjoy it as long as it lasts, dear.
Thank you. Thank you both. Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you, too.
Good seeing you.
Yeah, thanks for the great feedback.
Yes.
And it looks like Deanna's back. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I was going to say the only vision I had this evening was right during the music and during the song, and it was the pulsing of the white and golden light, you know, almost a yellowish gold light I get pulsing through my third eye. And that happened throughout the duration of the song. So it makes perfect sense when you explain the meaning.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, can you all feel how sweet the energy's gotten? We close the ceremony, then they bring it back. I love it.
Yeah.
All right. Anyone else have anything to ask or share or anything at all before we wrap up? See, SK typed, so exciting to feel the intensity grow for me week after week. Thank you for all you do. Well, I'm glad that it's getting stronger for you. That means you're opening and doing your beautiful unfolding process. Sweet. Vivian, hi. How are things in Australia?
Oh, it's now 10 in the morning on a beautiful early summer day. Absolutely lovely.
Nice.
It was very, very sweet. I'm glad that you're getting so much better. That's a very good spirit song. It's lovely. What have I got to say? I've been up since very early, like 5 o'clock this morning. So these calls are at 9 o'clock in the morning, my time now. And so I was sitting outside on my veranda, and as you began to play your music, the wind chimes began to play, so that there was the chiming in, and the birds, a lot of birds around here, so they were busy. Whoops, my battery, I'm losing you. Am I losing you?
No. We lost your video, but your audio has been clear. Your audio is clear.
So there was lots and lots of bird song and wind chimes coming in into your music, which was beautiful. And I had the sense, again, that others have spoken about it, the waves. And I felt that there were just waves of blessing throwing, coming out, actually literally into my environment and into the into the dwellings here and out as far as the road. And the sense that everybody who came past had a breath of feeling absolutely wonderful for a moment or two. So.
And when you started speaking, there were rays of light coming over your head.
Just, oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, strong rays that were very visible of light behind you, coming into you from behind and above. Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. The literal sun rays.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably were. So, all right. Blessings will catch you in due Thank course.
You are you. So radiant, Vivian. You're just all lit yes. up. That's so lovely to see. I just realized when I did my own sitting this morning at my mesa, I felt like waves. I feel like liquid today. Like I really felt the wave thing so strong. And I don't know what's happening astrologically. I should look at it more carefully, but it's a really sweet energy.
It's
today.
Been a powerful day. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Vivian.
Yes. Much love.
Any other questions or comments? Mm-hmm. Or we could just sit here and feel this amazing energy. Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. And then let's see. Haley just typed, I love you people. I don't have a group where I live where this stuff happens or we can talk like this. Just wanted to say so happy you were all here. Mm-hmm. Haley, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one reason we do it, is to give people a virtual home where they can feel connected with other, you know, folks who are doing this lovely stuff, who get it. Yeah. All right. I feel like a wrap.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Many thanks to all of you, whether you were live or on the recording. We're so grateful you were here.
Thank
and,
you.
And we'll do it again on Wednesday. We have a December 1st, we have a divinely directed call that's free and open to everyone. So feel free to come be part of that if you hear this in time. If not, you remember, check it out on the archive. Many blessings to everybody.
Yes.
Thanks again for co-creating this lovely experience.
Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.